T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia from the Tasty Cake Studios and Odyssey Station.
The Philadelphia 76ers select David Roddy from Colorado State University.
Your official home to talk Sixers basketball. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, welcome back.
WI won't pee.
All right, it's right now WI won't pee.
What the hell's wrong with your dog?
During the break, even though I am not a walking enthusiast, I did take my dog out with Al. Al has developed a very, very impressive contraption to get the urine sample. However, Bentley, even though he started to lick a pole where other dogs have gone, which is not advisable. You cannot lick me again today. but so far, no go. Now, we have not had any success yet at getting him to go. But now, look, I just want to ask this before I bring out Todd Zalecki. Maybe Todd knows. When you're yourself, you want to go, you run water, right?
And yeah, that we brought him to the ocean.
What do you do to get a dog to go to pee? Is there an expert, maybe a vet out there, that can tell us what to do to encourage him? He is drinking.
Well, I'm afraid he's going to go in here.
He's drinking. If he is, well, get the contraption ready. Ava, be ready. Because when he goes, it's going to be a long one. He hasn't gone in a long time. So far, however, he has been a hard nut to crack. And if you're just tuning in less than 1 hour,
what?
The most beloved Philadelphia sports figure will be right here at Patty's Green. We got a beautiful layout today. It's a gorgeous day. And Jason will be here, he will be taking your questions.
Well, he's looking for a spot.
He's looking for a spot.
Grab that dog.
Ava, get the thing. He's walking around. I can't imagine.
Bring him outside.
What if he pees on a fan?
No, get him out.
I cannot have him pee on a fan.
Get him outside.
That's a lawsuit.
Get him outside.
All right, anyway, we'll get all that figured out. It's not working out as well as we had hoped.
Here,
on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is a man who knows the Phillies and the city as well as anybody, Mr. Todd Zalecki. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Angela. How are you?
We're not that thrilled, Todd. Todd, first, let's start with Harper. We now know he's getting the surgery today. What's the prognosis?
Well, I talked to somebody yesterday who, you know, my first question is, how much time is he going to miss? You know, everybody kind of knew he was going to have the surgery. How much time is he going to miss? I talked to somebody yesterday that said they think there's a chance he could be back as early as mid-August. Not to say it's going to go mid-August, but as early as mid-August. And I kind of broke it down yesterday. Entering yesterday, the Phillies had 85 games to play. If that timeline worked out, which is the best case scenario timeline, he could be back for the Phillies' final 45 games. So, you look at it that way. Say, can they kind of hold things down for 40 games and make it worth his while to come back with 45 games to play? And I think that's, you know, again, that's best case scenario. Maybe a little bit longer. But that's a quarter of the season that he could be back for, the final quarter of the season that he could be back on the field for.
And you know, whatever it is he's got to do, he will do. He's dying to get back. So, Todd, this is where the GM steps up, right? We had on Carl Dukes from Atlanta, and he said as soon as Acuna went down, Alex Anthopoulos, their GM, started making moves to fill the gaps. Don't we need something well before the August 2nd trade deadline?
I would think so, 100%. Well, look back look back to 2007 when Chase Utley broke his hand. That was in end of July 2007. The very next day, Pat Gillick got Tadahito Oguchi from the White Sox to play second base because he didn't want to waste any time and, you know, see how things played out and see if the Phillies could handle his loss. So Tadahito Oguchi stepped up, played for a month. Utley came back in, and they went on that run, made the playoffs. But 100%, you know, what position did they go to? You know, do they find a right fielder? Do they find a center fielder? Do they find a center fielder that can play right field? You know, until Bryce comes back and then you kick him back over to center. There's a lot of different things they could do. Shoot, Angelo, they could even go out and find an infielder for the remainder of the season. You know, Didi Gregorius does not have a home run yet this season. You know, they could find somebody to play second base, move Bryce and Stott over to short if they wanted to do that. So there's a lot of different things they could do, but I absolutely think they need to do something to kind of help this offense out, because we saw last night and we've seen a couple times in the past week how absolutely different the lineup looks and without Bryce Harper in it.
All right, hold on. Let me fix
spot
it.
Down.
Can I fix it right now? Dombrowski, formerly in Boston, guy in his final year, terrific hitter, going to be a free agent, Royals stink, Andrew Benintendi. Does the team look a lot better the minute you put him on the team?
No doubt. That's probably the number one guy on my list. You know, he's a free agent, so he's not going to cost as much. He's going to cost you something, but he's not going to cost you as much in terms of that top flight talent. But he's a good hitter. He's a very good defender. And that's another thing that I think they could use, a guy that can go out there and run down a ball and help the pitching staff out a little bit. That's honestly, Angelo, that's Andrew Benintendi. He's one of the top guys on my list, if he's not the top guy on my list.
I told you I'm knowledgeable.
Yes.
All right, let me get to the other situation, because the other one I didn't like. All right, so, Todd, Blake Snell's a jerk. We all know that. I don't have to play for you what he said during the pandemic, all right? Blake Snell hits a guy 97. My guy, Harper, is screaming at him, all right? I got nobody from the dugout makes a move at all. Almost simultaneously, there's a massive baseball brawl between the Angels and the Mariners. Todd, should somebody get up at least and indicate that they got the superstars back?
Yeah, well, you know, in that – so what I saw immediately in that moment was yelling at Blake Snell, and then if you remember, he kind of did a my bad. I know you weren't trying to throw it at me on purpose, but here's the other thing. About that moment, Bryce did not think it was intentional. And Bryce and Blake Snell have known each other since they were like 10 or 11 years old, like playing against each other, with each other on, like, you know, elite baseball teams. And so that was a relationship that they had. And I'm sure that they knew that in the dugout at that moment. As sickening as it was to see Bryce get hit and to go down and to break his thumb, I think the knowledge of Bryce and Blake having a long history together, and the fact that even in the moment Bryce said, I know you weren't trying to hit me on purpose, that was it. But, you know, any other situation, anybody else, you know, Bryce goes down. You know, remember St. Louis last year when he got hit in the face. I think players are ready to go to, you know, and in fact, I think the next day kind of brought Sam Coonrod might have hit somebody and almost been ready to start a fight.
Well, let me make this clear. If it was another Philly and Bryce was in the dugout, Bryce would have been out the dugout. But I need more people like that. All right, let me get to some of Thompson's moves last night. Not good. Moniak doesn't hit lefties, Todd. He's never got a hit off one. What's he doing with two men on in the sixth inning?
That was the – and that's not second-guessing either. I know that because I was first-guessing it. You were first-guessing it. Everybody was first-guessing it. You know, I thought for sure when – Dylan Lee came into that game, they were going to pinch hit Matt Vierling for him, because Matt Vierling has been hitting lefties very well. Going into that bat, Mickey Moniak, 0 for 14, 9 strikeouts in his major league career against lefties. I thought for sure that was going to be the moment he would pinch hit for him. Did not. Moniak pops out, and, you know, that was a bit, that could have been that tying run on third base, go-ahead run on second base, that changes the entire complexion of the game if that happens. Now you have maybe Sir Anthony Dominguez in the game later on, and you win that game. That was a big decision. That was a big decision. And going forward, you know, Mickey Moniak, I understand that they want him to play, but he's really going to have to start producing and producing soon. He's like 4-for-28 now with the Phillies this season. Rob Thompson says he's going to play him, and I get it to an extent, but he's got to start producing quickly because, you know, you're trying to win some baseball games.
All right, help me with one more thing, because we got Jason Kelce come on in a little while, Todd. You've covered sports in our town for a long time. You could see guys that fit great, like Schwarber. Guys that fit great, like Harper. Guys that don't appear to fit at all, Castellanos. How do you know? What's the difference? How do you know when you're signing a guy to a $100 million contract whether he's the right fit for your city or he's not?
That's the big gamble with Philly. I hear it so many times that, you know, so many guys, when they come here, they struggle with the atmosphere. They struggle with the pressures. You know, they struggle with the fan base and whatnot. And they get too upset. And they take it too personally if they struggle and they hear some boos. And it's so hard to tell because they talk to these guys. They talk to people that know them, and they might get some information. Oh, this guy can definitely handle it. And Harper obviously has thrived. Kyle Schwarber, I think, is just he's a great dude and a great hitter, and he's thrived. Castellanos has struggled. Personally, what I think is going on with Castellanos is I think he is just feeling a ton of pressure from that $100 million contract. You know, I think somebody should talk to him if they haven't already and just try to tell him to chill out and kind of remind him he's a very good hitter. But I think he's feeling a lot of heat internally because he really hasn't gotten booed that much. I don't feel at the ballpark. I don't hear, like, cascading boos when he comes to the plate or when he gets out.
They're coming. Really,
Rhea's right.
I get it because – oh, there's no doubt, especially now that Harper's out.
Exactly.
Like, everybody is turning to Cat. Because people say to me, like, well, they're screwed without Harper being out. I said, well, if Castellanos would do what he's being paid to do, if Real Muto would do what he's being paid to do, if like, Alec Bohm maybe does what he's supposed to do, they can kind of weather this storm, especially if Dave Dombrowski goes out and gets somebody. But if Castellanos has a 620, 630 OPS, the rest of, you know, what the entire time while Harper's out, it's really going to be hard for them to get on a roll and to stay in this wild card race.
Todd Zielecki. Todd, always a pleasure. Stay in touch. We'll talk soon.
Thanks,
Todd Zielecki,
guys.
Baseball expert. He's got, you're on a beach read. You need a book. Doc, he wrote it. It's about Doc Holliday. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, what a book. All the way through the highs and the lows near the end.
When he let Moniak bat last night. I mean, I guarantee you, everybody just said it's over.
Well, why did he do that?
I have no. Because
I don't
know what
he did that for.
He said that his numbers against that particular was they looked,
in the minors.
Yeah.
In the minors,
yes, exactly.
Not good enough for me. In the minors, not the same thing. Come on. All right, Maddie is up next here. We got a big treat coming up in the next segment. Joe Conklin's going to do his own homage to Jason Kelce.
Ah.
And then if it's okay, then we'll have him do it with Kelce. But we want to check first because we don't trust Conklin.
No.
Just so you know, it's the way it works around here. Matt's on the line next to talk about Jason. Hi, Matt.
Man, first of all, you get Ava to put shoes on Butch, and then the next day you get Al to get urine from your dog.
The dog wouldn't go.
And the dog wouldn't go, but Butch did.
Oh, man, it seems like quite an adventure working for you.
Well, that's what it is, Matt. You just never know what we're going to do next. What do you think of Kelce, Matt?
Well, you kind of covered what I was thinking when you were saying, you know, he gave the ultimate thing. I love B-Doc, and I was never a big McNabb fan, but Jason gave us a Super Bowl, and I think that's the connection that he has with a lot of people. And, I mean, he came on the morning show there and hosted with you guys for a little bit, and it just seems like he just relates to the fans in whatever he does, everything he does.
Like no one I've ever seen, man. You know what it is? I get the feeling like he's one of us, except he plays extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the heart of a Phillies fan and the talent of a superstar. You don't get that very often in this city. Maybe never. He's one of a kind. And I'm worried. I'm worried. And I think we all should be. That what we're about to see is his last year. He can't play forever. This might be the final season for him. We have to embrace every moment because we're never going to get another guy like Jason Kelce. Never.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear him come on again this morning, and I wish I could make it down there. My wife is actually at the shore today, and I asked her, I said, if you want to take my WIP shirt along and get the Hall of Famer to sign it, but yeah. She wouldn't do it. So.
All right, does not sound like she's a very good fan. That's all I'm saying. Matt, give me a famous Jason.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason Peters.
Jason Peters is on the list. Stay right there. Did he win?
So you
number
want a,
six.
Kelce autographed T-shirt. Limited edition Kelly Green Jason Kelce WIP T-shirt.
All right, something just hit me, and I realize we could have a fun situation here. When the Phillies were amazing in 08, tons and tons of people named their kids Chase,
yes,
Ryan, Jimmy. They named them after the stars. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me somebody didn't have a baby 2017, 2018, and not named their kid Jason.
They might have named him Kelce.
After Jason. Or Kelce. Yeah. Or I need you to
call
in. A
lot of dogs, too.
Here's what we're going to do. I like these bonding things. You call in, and we'll put the namesake on with the guy you named it. You can have the little kid say hello to the player that made him Jason. Now, some of them are only going to be three or four out.
Five, right?
But you know what I've learned? Even kids that young are charming on the radio.
Oh.
They don't choke. But even if they don't want to come on, call in. I need to talk to people who Jason Kelce's life altered so much that you named a kid after him. Either you're right, really. It could work either way.
Or Kelce.
Kelce's a cool girl's name.
Yep.
And Jason, come on, that's standard.
It's a good dog name, too.
215. What, Jason?
Yeah, Kelce.
All right, now, keep a track of Bentley. Bentley seems to be chilling back there.
What the hell? That dog.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Bentley,
He's drinking a lot of water.
He's drinking
nervous.
A lot of water.
I don't think he likes the public light.
I don't think he does either, but I need the urine. You know, sometimes,
Is there
a vet out there? How do you get a dog to go? 215-P, number one. 215-592-9494. Joe Conklin's going to do a tribute, an homage to Kelce when we return. WIP Sports Time, 719.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, 2020 Sports.
Brought to you by Dr. Glatt. Matt Olson, homer twice as the Braves beat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Phillies 5-3. Tough start for Zach Wheeler. Gave up back-to-back shots in the first inning. Kyle Schwarber did tie the game up in the seventh with a home run, but Olsen helped Atlanta retake the lead right after with his second homer. Bryce Harper will have surgery on his fractured thumb today. MLB's Todd Zielecki telling us he's heard Harper could possibly be back by mid-August in the best-case scenario. Failing or thinning hair? Call the region's premier hair restoration expert for men and women, Dr. Paul Glatt. Book a consultation at drglatt.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, mostly sunny, a high of 87. It is currently 69. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94WIP.
Don't be that guy with the t-shirt on in the pool. You can still get slimmer for summer since it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 pounds with NJ Diet. Their program uses hair, saliva, and bioenergetic scans to personalize natural formulas and supplements to help you lose the weight. Then DNA info is used to help keep it off. No shots, no hormones, no surgery, and no prepackaged foods. Call 855-5NJ NJ Diet or visit NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com.
Philly 70s.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
80s.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
And 90s.
So
live on Big 98.1.
Love you guys.
Stop by anytime. We love new friends. Big 98.1.
Hey amigos, Becky G here to let you know that if you want it all just like I do, there's a new way to save with Xfinity Internet.
That's right. Now get Xfinity Internet with unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free streaming box with your favorite entertainment. All for just $39.99 a month with a 2-year rate guarantee and no annual contract required. Switching to Xfinity has never been easier. It's risk-free, and you get all the Wi-Fi power your family needs for a house full of connected devices. And with everything you've got going on at home, you deserve internet that can keep up. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store to learn more.
Get an incredible value on unlimited internet and free streaming. Switch today.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New Performance Pro internet customers only. Equipment, taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
The following is a commercial announcement.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money, simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Shipping materials that aren't one size fits all.
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. And this week, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Make your garden twice as big this summer and get twice the harvest. Right now, get 2 Bonnie Plants 2.32 quart vegetable and herb plants for only $10. Their ready-to-grow starter plants make growing vegetables and herbs at home easier than ever before. Make your garden twice as big this summer and enjoy homegrown fresh vegetables and herbs with Bonnie Plants, 2 for just $10. Feels like 4th of July savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Selection varies by store, in-store only, not available offshore or Alaska.
Want the news without the noise? News Nation is news for all America. Reporting all sides, no spin, and no agendas. Go to newsnationnow.com/join us to find News Nation on your television provider.
DQ presents...
The sound of a summer double play. It's the sound of drumstick pieces and peanuts combined with world-famous soft serve to make two all-star treats. The drumstick with peanuts blizzard and new caramel drumstick with peanuts blizzard. Grab one today or get it delivered at DQ.com. Official treat of MLB. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Bradberry, Slay, and Maddox give the Eagles the best cornerback trio in the NFL.
I'm looking forward to every game that we play next year.
Is it September yet? The Eagles play here. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Get an opportunity to play in front of these fans.
7:24, we're at Patty's Green right in Sea Isle City. Here's another. Kylie Kelce is here, his wife. Jason's wife.
Yeah.
Knows how to pick him there too. Does he ever make a mistake, that man? It's a mind-boggling. She's awesome, and we're thrilled to be here. And Jason, by the way, will be at the OD tonight from 4 to 8, guest bartending for the Eagles Autism Foundation, again giving back to the community. That's another part of it that he does so well, and we're looking forward to him being here. During the break, I took the liberty of canvassing the audience out. One of the people here is here to see me.
Oh, which one?
The other 75 that are here right now are here to see Jason Kelce.
Is it Butch?
And in other words, no, Butch is even here. Butch from Maniac is here, and he's here to see Kelce also. Yeah. I checked on it. And in a minute, we'll do a little homage to him ourselves.
Oh, yes.
But I want to keep everybody in play today because there is a story in the Inquirer by the best basketball reporter in this city, mm-hmm. Keith Pompey. And he is reporting out, three sources are telling him that it's a done deal that the Sixers are signing as a free agent, P.J. Tucker.
Yeah, get
the
some
guy,
toughness.
This was a guy that Jason Kelce campaigned for because he's tough. He's also
Embiid.
He's also old. He's 37 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the moment, they can't put him under the cap. They have, and
it's not a lot of money, right?
If you want to read a fun thing in Inquirer.com, read Keith Pompey. It's a language, Al. I know it's supposed to be English.
Yeah.
But with all the whys and the wherefores and the clauses. And all the cap stuff that's involved in it,
mm-hmm.
I was totally lost.
That's why they all have a capologist on it.
What I got out of it was somebody's got to go who's making some money because they don't have enough money right now to give P.J. Tucker $10 million a year in a three-year deal.
Yeah, you trade
$30 million
take
37.
Money.
Yeah. Wow, that's my mind. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. And we have on a line with us, we have Tom from Cherry Hill with a great memory of Jason. Somebody out there named their kid Jason. Come on. Tom, did you name anybody Jason or Kelce?
Nah, because I have three daughters.
What are their names?
A one-year-old now. She's one, Gemma.
Gemma, you should have named her Kelce. What's wrong with you? You're not a good Eagles
fan.
Well,
my fiance's also from Providence, Rhode Island, like you. She would
All
never
right, listen.
Let me.
Tom, it's
I
not too
her,
late.
That place is shitty. You should listen to Angela. Oh, excuse my language.
Oh.
Tom.
That place is crappy.
Tom.
You should listen to Angela.
Tom, listen to me closely.
Listen.
Turn around and run away. Do not marry a Rhode Islander.
Al,
tell him.
In the Air Force,
well, except
man.
For that
She's
Olivia Culp.
I ain't leaving her.
Olivia Culp is from Rhode Island?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, things might have gotten better there since I left. Maybe that's what happened. I'm not sure. Back then, no. Tom, no. All right, what do you want to say about my man who'll be here in about a half an hour, Jason Kelce?
First, I want to say I'm the guy that won the jersey for sending Ben Simmons to the moon. Thank you. That was my father's gift for Christmas. He loves it. Devontae Smith, the man.
Right.
But my memory, you figure, I'm 43. We went through all those years of terrible teams. Then we got the Phillies, but then we get the Eagles. I'll never forget my brother tackling me to the ground after we finally won. And we go to the parade for having a blast. See this dude wearing mummers. I said, is that Kelce? Next day, I got me a Kelce jersey. He's the man, dude. He is the man. I would love to have a beer with him one day. Like, he's one of those dudes I would like to pick his brain
apart.
You
can do it today.
All right, Rhea, give him a time and a place. I believe we can make that happen this very day. Go ahead, Rhea.
It's today. He's going
to
be here.
4 to 8 at OD.
Right
here at the OD Atlantis. He will be here, and you will have a chance. He will serve you the beer. How does that sound?
I would like the beer, but I also like a conversation for 2 minutes. That's all I needed was time. Anyway, if I don't get that, the beer will be fine.
All right, listen to me. I'll make a deal with you. If you hold till 8 o'clock, I will give you the 2 minutes on the show live. You will get to talk to him for the 2 minutes, but you have to make a donation to the Eagles Autism Foundation because that's the whole purpose of him being here tonight. Are you willing to do that? Honor system. I'm going to put you on hold. You will be the first caller I take when Jason gets here, and you will have 2 minutes to share your love with Jason for Jason. How's that sound? Okay.
Sounds awesome.
That's how I rock around here. Joe Conklin, could you give us a little tribute to Jason Kelce?
Angelo.
As Jason.
The Eagles Autism Challenge fans are here to celebrate CL. If you love CL, let me get a hell yeah. If you love CL City, let me get a hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
We'll take a second to talk about underdogs, because CL's been living in the shadow of Ocean City and Avalon for far too long!
Yeah! Hell yeah!
And 2 summers ago, Pandep closed a lot of business down here. People read it right CL off. A lot of people were hurt, and they said it was over for CL. They canceled the Polar Bear Plunge. They said we're done! People all over the country are ripping it. They're saying this about Mary Ann's Pastry ain't open enough. Mrs. Bristles is too small. Basilico's ain't got it. Bentley can't pee. Hungry dogs pee faster. Bentley's eating all day. The OD's too young. Mike's pancakes are too sweet. The Nunzio's pizza's too spicy. Commodore Club is too old. Patty's green clothes is too early. Henry's is too snooty. Wawa's too crowded. The pandemic ended. Economy started coming back. And I saw a different Seattle City. I saw an underdog city. We got a little Italian guy named Lenny Desiderio said, no, we ain't done. We ain't done with the fun and the sun and the eating and the drinking. We got pizza and ice cream to eat. We got beer to drink. We got jello shots to do. Let me get a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Carousel was closed. The OD put up the sandbar. La Costa closed. And we painted the building. Fun City closed. Up pops Pirate Golf. And it doesn't stop there. The whole town. It's the whole freaking town. Hungry towns grow faster. If I don't eat breakfast at Steakout, I'm freaking pissed off. Ocean City thinks they're better than us because they're a dry town. Screw that. We love our beer, CL. And hell, there ain't a square inch in this island, and you can't get drunk. Snobs in Avalon are having espressos in the morning while CL people are tapping the cake.
Oh, that sucks.
They're drinking there with their pinkies out. We're drinking with our asses hanging out.
Yeah.
Fine dining for us is a Wawa hoagie all to ourselves.
Hell yeah.
Bottom line is CL plays second fiddle to no sure town. Not Avalon, not Ocean City. We're having a lot more fun over here than they are. I heard Ava singing this song last night. I'm going to drop it now. I want all y'all to sing along. We love CL. Yeah.
We love CL.
If you don't like it, we don't care. We're not Avalon or Ocean City. We love CL. Stay out of here.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
That was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And if you don't know most of those references because you've never been to CL, get your ass down here. You got till 10.
Oh, that was so good,
Joe. That was phenomenal. Joe, that was masterful. You will be doing that live for Jason later in the show. Jason will love that. Oh, my God. But it's iconic. We all do that now. That song's a big deal. Now, all of it's a big deal. Hey, are you gesturing to me?
I am gesturing.
What
to
do
you.
We got here, Jay?
Because we have to do a question of the day, and we are broadcasting live from Patty's. I want to let everybody know that if you're listening now, you're in the Shore area, get over here. There's a ton of Eagles gear out here for sale, but guess what? It's not for sale. It's for donation for the Eagles Autism Foundation. You can come out. You can get some nice gear. You can meet Jason Kelce. We're having a great time. I'm really fired up because, Joe, that was amazing, Joe. I haven't seen these bartenders, you know, not sober in a while. Brought to you by Armin Cadillac. Order a 2023 Select Model Cadillac from Armin, and you will receive a $1,000 rebate. Call Armin Cadillac or shop 24/7 at ArminCadillac.com. Who is your favorite Eagle of all time? Brian Dawkins, 55%.
No, no, Jason's bear. No.
Listen, I bet you.
1 second.
Jason Kelce, 29%.
It's not that close.
It's not that close, but listen, we all love him.
Brian Dawkins did not win us the championship.
Well, 13% Reggie White and 3% Donovan McNabb. Seems like he's got a lot of fans.
Well, I'm part of it. I'm with it. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Al. I am very, very – I'm a proud papa right now.
All right, what happened?
Because my dog is doing something I have never done.
What?
He's working the room. My dog Ava, find out. Oh, there's an opening on the back end. Make sure he doesn't get
yeah,
out.
Yeah, really.
All right, Ava, find
somebody
out.
Follow that dog. He might have to finally –
My dog is working this tent area.
Yeah.
Is this beautiful, Al?
Let's hope.
By the way, if anybody out there – yeah. If he lifts his leg near you, grab a cup. Or that man, I like you, sir. He was going to cup his hands for me. I appreciate
it. We're renaming it Patty's Yellow.
No, it's Patty's
Azure.
Let's go to Mike at Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Mike, we're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, but I'll tell you, that game was frustrating last night.
Well, the manager had a bad night. That's pretty obvious, isn't it?
You know what? I don't think they can do it without Harper. I really don't. There's too many holes.
All you got to do is get in. You're just going to get to August.
Yeah, you got 6 to 8 weeks. Right.
But the problem is, though, you have no bullpen. You know, everybody keeps saying that Atlanta did it last year. But Atlanta had pitching. We don't. And I got to tell you, I don't know what's going on, but JT, I think, is done.
What? Done? He's got 5 years left on his contract.
But he's done nothing all year. How? I mean, I understand a slump, but he hasn't done anything this year.
All right. Well, Mike, here's the bottom line. Mike, this is what you as a fan and everybody as a fan's got to do. They brought in a highly paid general manager who has a record of success. He is in a position now where it is his responsibility to do something, not to wait till August, to make moves now. If he doesn't do it, he's stealing money too. He's got to do stuff. I don't give a damn about these prospects. 9 out of 10 never amount to anything. Bring in some talent and do it now. I need another bullpen guy. I need an outfielder, and I need them this week. You with me?
But you know what? I'm not too sure that I trust his judgment. Look at the bullpen.
All right, good. Let's fire him, too.
Look at the bullpen pieces.
Well,
look
he's
at the
here.
Pieces he brought in.
All right,
what have they done?
Al, do you trust Dave Dombrowski?
I do. I think he'll get something. Plus, look at last night. If the manager pinch hits, maybe. But,
maybe.
I mean, you had a better chance. You win that game.
I'm not sure what was going on with Rob Thompson. It was a terrible day for him. Mike, I need a famous Jason.
Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd is on the list. Give him a spin. Everybody's winning today. What did he get?
He got Keith Jones. Do we give him those away today?
Yeah.
Keith Jones autograph cards.
Al, do you have extras of yours?
No,
because yours are more valuable.
Yeah, I don't have any. Right. Oh, we're giving away signed autographed cheerleader cards. Instead, they're much better than Keith Jones.
They're much better, but they're not as valued as your card.
Yeah, there are none
your
of mine.
Card
that's
is worth, your card is worth well over $7.
Yeah, and there's only like seven.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al asked me to do this, but it's kind of high. Al Morgani was recently named to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Could we have a reaction to that, please?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I don't have any cards.
215-592-9494. You got for free an opportunity to meet a Hall of Famer today.
Yeah.
And Jason's also here.
Okay,
215-592-9494. We come back kind of as a ramp up to Jason's arrival. I want to talk a little bit about how what he and his teammates did in 2017 changed all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's next. WIP Sports Time is 7:38.
Sports Radio 94 WIP is your exclusive home for Phillies baseball. Tonight, Phillies, Braves. Leading off starts at 6. Sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook at Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia. The first pitch is at 7:05. Then recap the game with the final out.
Back, look it up, and it is gone!
The Phillies play here. Only on
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Find the baseball coverage you need on the Odyssey app.
Free in-market play-by-play for your city's team? Odyssey's got it.
Tips to help you make better bets?
We've got them. With the BetQL Network.
Official MLB podcasts for every single team?
Got them. With Locked On Sports and a lot more.
Get everything you need for baseball season with the biggest in baseball broadcasting on the Odyssey app.
Listen at home, at work, or on the go.
Hi, it's John Astro, the car czar from Colonial Hyundai. That's another truckload of new vehicles arriving here at Colonial. Hyundai is sending me more new vehicles than ever, so we need to clear them out faster than ever so we can keep getting more. It's no secret, right now it may be tricky to find the vehicle that you're looking for, but at Colonial Hyundai, our inventory is red hot. We have over 200 vehicles available for immediate delivery, and I'm inviting you to come take advantage of the Colonial Hyundai Red Hot Clear the Lot sales event. Brand new Palisades, Konas, Tucson, Santa Fe's, and more. The most fuel-efficient lineup on the road. Plus, you'll never get more for your trade than you will right now at Colonial Hyundai. Driving a hoopty? I'll give you $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed, no matter the condition. Every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Shop us online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com or visit us on Route 30 in Downingtown. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Hi, I'm Peter.
I'm Emma.
And our deck is TimberTech.
I'm the practical one in the family.
And I'm the designer. We chose TimberTech because I wanted a great design.
And I wanted low maintenance.
We love our TimberTech deck because it looks just like real wood.
And it's easy to maintain. I don't have to worry about the kids running around.
TimberTech was really the best of both worlds for us.
Visit Home Depot or HomeDepot.com to start your next TimberTech decking project.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Oak Hills Medical Clinic. Is ED damaging your relationship? Are you sick of the pill and all the side effects? Well, welcome to the future. We have a major medical breakthrough. Oak Hills Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of wave therapy. Backed by 60 clinical studies, our technology uses gentle pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We've helped countless men get rid of their ED, but what is the true end result? Their relationship, even their lives, improve drastically. If you're ready to regain your love life, get your phone ready. Call us now. Not only will the assessment and ultrasound be free, we'll also give you a gift that produces immediate results to intimacy. It almost never fails. This is worth $550, and it's free to callers now. 215-302-9999. That's 215-302-9999. Put a stop to your ED and experience what I call the happiness ripple effect. Call Oak Hills Medical Clinic now. 215-302-9999.
Attention. This is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-784-0105. Vehicle Protection Plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-784-0105 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-784-0105. What do you have to lose? Call 800-784-0105. Again, 800-784-0105.
Philadelphia has traded the 23rd pick to the Memphis Grizzlies for De'Anthony Melton.
The Sixers offseason happenings happen here.
Daryl Morey moved out.
Sports Radio 94 WIP.
7:43, we're at Patty's Green right in Sea Isle City off Landis Avenue. Please come out. We got a lot of people already here that want to meet Jason Kelce. He will be joining us very shortly. And before he comes in, I want to talk a little bit about the impact that his career has had on our lives. Because I receive at my email address, radioman610@gmail.com, hundreds of emails every day. And I cannot tell you how many times people take a moment to just describe what it meant to see our Philadelphia Eagles win a championship. And all the sweeter because it was against the greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick, and the greatest quarterback, Tom Brady. It made it so much better that we beat those bums right to the last play and that Nick Foles is a hero forever. Rhea, I'm just going to start with this, all right? If Jason Kelce were not a member of the 2017 Philadelphia Eagles, would we have finally won a Super Bowl?
Oof. Probably not, only because Foles had to come in there.
It wouldn't have happened.
So you had to have that continuity there with him to be able to help Foles.
It wouldn't have happened. And don't think I'm not going to sneak in when we're talking to Jason the question of whether Nick Foles gave us a better chance to win out than Carson Wentz. Because he did. Now, whether or not anybody says that, I can't tell you. But I'm telling you that. But I know how many people have said to me that was the greatest moment that they ever had as a fan. And that the reason they had that moment was because of the attitude, the seven never say die attitude of that Eagles team. They will be the most beloved team of all time. And I believe that the most beloved player on that team was Jason Kelce. Even though in the end, Brandon Graham was the one that forced the fumble. And who caught it?
Barnett.
Derek Barnett. Doesn't work for me. He just fell on it. Didn't mean that much. And Nick Foles will be a hero forever. I thought Doug Peterson would be embraced for a longer time than he was. But I'm sitting here right now, and I know that there are tons of people out there. I've seen this phenomenon my whole life that inspired by the moment, 8 months pregnant when they won that, that somebody said, I will name my kid Jason. Or my daughter Kelce. And I got to get you to call in. You got to give me a minute. I know you never call shows. But I just want to hear you say that to Jason so he understands. I don't even think Jason, who comes up and down, that he's in a golf cart sometime coming up and down Landis Avenue here in Seattle. And he's loved here. And he bonds with fans. And he's totally accessible. But I don't really think even he knows the impact that he had because he's seeing people one-on-one. But he's not hearing all the stories from the people that don't come forward.
Exactly.
You know, and most people, Al, don't go up to an athlete.
No.
Most people don't.
He goes up to them.
He does. I want him to know in the 2 hours that he's here today the impact he's had in every one of our lives because it's profound. It's amazing.
He's too humble for that.
215-592-9494. Now, I got one guy on hold here who wants 2 minutes to talk to his hero, Tom from Cherry Hill, and I'm going to make that happen. But I got room for you. Please check in with me. Tell me the impact that team had. Tell me the impact Jason's had. Tell me why, if indeed he is, your favorite Eagle of all time, because he had mine. And if you picked Brian Dawkins, that's great. He is a phenomenal Eagle. He invited it. There's one difference. It's a big one. Jason won a championship. Brian didn't. And that's important to me. That's the last box you have to check. So check in, 215-592-9494.
He'll be here shortly.
He will be here very shortly. And it changed my life, all right? It changed my life because I've been doing this for 33 years, and I got to see the Eagles win a championship. But it also changed my life because it got me to see the relationship between the city of Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Eagles in a way I never had before. Because most of us, for all of those years before that, expressed just frustration that we couldn't get there, that we had these chances. We were favored to win. with Dick Vermeil and came up short against the Raiders. We had a really good chance against the Patriots the previous time, but McNabb and Reed let us down. And then we got it. We finally got it. And I need Jason to hear today what that meant to our lives. 215-592-9494. Matt is up next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Angelo. Good morning. How are you?
You're calling me from Carolina today. What's going on down there, Matt?
Hey, I just had to call in because I missed my Sea Isle City up there. I'm used to going there all the time as a kid. I moved down here about 10 years ago, but I missed it. Wish I could be up there today to celebrate with you all.
Even that, Matt, Sea Isle City is a working guy's shore town, right? Avalon is very snooty. Ocean City is dry, right? To me, there's not even any choice. This is the right place. It's perfect for Jason Kelce. Perfect. It's exactly right fit for Jason.
It's a great place, you know, and you talk about snooty. You talk about those Avalon people and even Ocean City. I don't understand what – never met a person. My father always told me, don't trust a person who doesn't drink. And those Ocean City people, that's what they are.
Beautifully said. I really appreciate that, especially right here between two bars.
Hey, anyway, I just want to give a little shout-out to Jason Kelce. I remember being down here in Carolina when he gave that speech for the parade. I was banging on my desk at work, and I was just going nuts, and people looked at me like I was crazy. They couldn't believe what I was doing when he was giving that speech, and it was just awesome. And I was up there in Philadelphia at my parents' house when they won the Super Bowl. I laid on the front lawn like a baby crying. It was awesome. Also want to give a shout-out to the Autism Foundation and stuff, and my cousin Mike Ferry up there who's running the whole thing. He's been great organizing it and stuff and helping out with all of it.
Matt,
done walking my dog Foles down here. So
Did your dog pee? Because mine won't pee this morning. Matt, I got to ask you one question. All right? I realized the reaction when Jason gave the speech was great. You're in Carolina. Tell me the reaction when the ball hits the turf and the Eagles won the Super Bowl. What was that for you in that moment?
Well, I was actually up in Philadelphia. I flew up just for the Super Bowl and just to watch it with the watch party with my family and friends and everything. And like I said, I cried like a baby. It was one of the best moments of my life. I'm a 29-year-old man, and I can say it was one of the happiest days of my life. I just got married. I think it was even better than when I got married. It was awesome.
You were crying. You were literally tears down your face when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Tears, yep. Not crocodile tears either. They were real tears. It was just something special I'll never forget. I will tell my kids about it till we win the next one, hopefully very soon.
Give me a famous Jason.
I got Jason Aldean, my Southern boy.
All right, country singer. We are going to give you a spin on that. Al, number
12. You get the Phillies vintage bobblehead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt, stay online. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an enormous honor to have, in my estimation, my number one Eagle of the past three decades, Jason Kelce. Jason, thank you so much for doing this today.
No, thank you for inviting me down here. This is awesome. This is cool.
All right, can I just start with that? Because the guy just called. He was talking about what it meant when you guys won it all. You're on the field, and the final play happens. Could you just describe what you experienced in that moment when you won the championship?
Yeah, it was the closest thing to like an in-movie moment where, it was time almost stand still because Tom Brady drops back, he throws up that pass, and it feels like it's just hanging in the air forever. It doesn't feel like it's coming down. You know, it comes down, you see it hit the ground, and immediately I run onto the field, and I don't hear anything. I'm, like, looking around for flags. I'm like, there's no chance. There's no way we just won the Super Bowl. And, there's no flags, but it's just as the closest thing. Hollywood really does do a good job, I guess, because that is exactly what it felt like. You're so caught up in the moment that your senses are just, numb to everything going on. It is the height of, team achievement in this country for sure. All the work that goes in, you start thinking about, intrinsically your whole career and whole life and family and journey to get there, that all like flashes like in an instant. So it was a really special moment. It was definitely one of the highlights of my life for sure.
Jason, I got to tell you, being an athlete is a great honor for anyone because so many of us love to see what you do, but none of us have the ability you do. You look out here at all these people that are here today. And I checked, only one's here for me. JC, they're okay for you, all right? You change. What does it mean to look out and know you changed all of those lives just in that one moment? Yeah. What does that feel like?
That's probably been the most rewarding thing of it all. I just talked about for a second, after you win it, you really think about your whole life and your whole journey. But it's been really from after that moment that you've realized, especially how much of an impact it's made for everybody in the city and for people that have been fans for generations. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people, even before the Super Bowl, talking about, I've had season tickets for, since the 80s. I've had season tickets since it was at Franklin Field, and you really see how long and how how much time people have put into this team and in this city. This has been a local gathering for a lot of people's families, whether it's been around the TV, at the stadium, every Sunday gathering around to celebrate being an Eagles fan. And, I got to share one of the most the awesome moments in this fan base's history. And, I definitely don't take that for granted. It's awesome to know that you've brought that many people so much joy and so much closure when you're looking for a Super Bowl for that long. It was a great – it's incredible. So thank you to everybody for coming out. This is awesome.
Well, we are going to talk about that. You will be a guest bartender tonight from 4 to 8 at Ocean Drive. And you'll actually be serving the drinks and stuff for the Eagles Autism Foundation?
Jason? I will. I got a heavy hand, so, get ready. We're going to have some fun.
He's got a heavy hand. I think you just doubled attendance. 215-592-9494. We're going to have a couple of great hours with Jason. He's so generous to give us this opportunity and to share with us what it's meant to him, this incredible 12-year career he's had here, and hopefully more to come in the years ahead. 215-592-9494. Hey, if you're thinking of snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a big mistake. Melted milkshake. Mistake. Crumbly, sticky s'mores. Bigger mistake. Here's the worst one of all. Bake it yourself. Don't do it. If it's not a tasty cake, it's a mistake. Nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Hey, tasty cake accepts no substitute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.